The Thompsons' house stood vacant for weeks, casting long shadows over Willow's Edge, as if it were holding secrets too dark to reveal. The townspeople, cautious and wary, kept their distance, speaking of bad energy and calling it the haunted place. Yet, curiosity has a way of drawing the unwary back in. On a cold October evening, a paranormal investigator named Seth Dawson arrived in Willow's Edge. He'd heard the rumors of vanishings and strange lights, and, as a skeptic with a reputation for debunking ghost stories, he felt certain he could explain away the town's mysteries. Seth rented a room at the inn, set up his equipment, and waited until the sun dipped below the hills, cloaking the town in shadows. Seth's first stop was the Thompsons' house. It had been sealed off, yet he managed to pry open a window and slip inside. The air was thick with silence, broken only by the creak of his footsteps. He set up his cameras and began walking through each room, recording with his flashlight, casting sharp beams across peeling wallpaper and vacant furniture. He noticed odd things right away. The mirrors seemed to reflect slightly delayed images, as though someone else, someone unseen, were moving just out of sync with him. Shadows in the corner of his vision would shift and vanish whenever he turned to look directly at them. In the kitchen, his voice recorder picked up something disturbing. He replayed it, straining to make out the faint, static-laden whispers. Among the garbled sounds, one phrase was unmistakable. "Help us." Seth's heart skipped a beat, but he forced himself to brush it off. It had to be some glitch. He continued his investigation, working his way up the narrow staircase to the bedrooms. In Emma's room, he found a faint mark on the wall, a handprint far too high for a child to have left it. It stretched unnaturally, with fingers long and thin, like spindly branches. He took a photo, his camera struggling to focus, as though the air itself resisted capturing the image. But as the flash went off, the room shifted. The walls seemed to pulse, warping in and out, and Seth heard the sound of footsteps, though no one was there. Panic bubbled up, but he forced himself to stay calm, his mind racing through rational explanations. That's when the green light returned, flooding the room from all directions. Seth froze as he realized he was no longer alone. Shadows slipped through the walls, materializing into the forms he'd heard described in whispers by the townsfolk. Their eyes were empty, black as voids, and their long fingers reached toward him, probing, searching. Seth tried to back away, but his feet felt rooted to the floor. The air grew thick, pressing down, as though something was trying to smother him from all sides. The whispers began, louder now, in that twisted, alien language, drilling into his mind. He felt his thoughts unravel, memories slipping through his fingers like sand, pieces of his life being stripped away. In a final, desperate effort, Seth reached for his camera, snapping photos wildly in every direction. For a brief moment, the figures hesitated, their eyes fixed on the flashing light as though confused by his defiance. He seized the moment, breaking free of the unseen force, and ran. He tumbled out of the house, stumbling through the darkness, the air still thick with whispers. He ran until he was back at the inn, locking himself in his room. His hands trembled as he reviewed the photos, but all he saw were blurred images, warped spaces, and shadows that seemed to move of their own accord. The whispers remained, echoing in his mind. The next morning, the innkeeper found Seth's room empty, his belongings scattered as though he'd left in a hurry. But his camera remained, resting on the bed, and when the innkeeper played the footage, she saw only the Thompsons' house, its empty rooms, warped shadows, and flashes of green light that seemed to stare back through the screen. Over the following months, more people came to investigate Willow's Edge, drawn by rumors of strange recordings and missing persons. Each left with stories of strange shadows, voices from the dark, and time lost to a fog they couldn't recall. No one ever found Seth, and the town became a ghost story, a place where the air hummed with unnatural silence, where empty houses watched like sentinels, waiting for the next soul to wander too close, to look too deeply, to listen to the whispers calling from the green glow.